On to the Supreme Court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, as the federal appeals court in New Orleans has rejected the administration's plea to set aside a lower court ruling that found the plan to be unlawful. The forgiveness program remains blocked. Halfway to the station, legislation to block a threatened nationwide rail strike next week. The House approved it Wednesday.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is urging the Senate to pass a measure that would block rail unions from striking next week.
The president believes that a bill averting a rail strike needs to reach his desk by this weekend.
A separate bill approved by the House would also add 7 paid sick days for rail employees, a crucial part of the labor dispute.
It's really a health issue. It is a physical health issue.
Sean Geary is vice president of the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, one of 4 unions who did not ratify an administration brokered agreement earlier this year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's not clear if there are 60 votes in the Senate to end the filibuster. House Democrats have picked New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to be their party's House leader starting in January. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling it
profoundly important history, becoming the first black leader of either party in either chamber of Congress. This is wonderful news for our country and highlights the promise of the American dream for all our people.
Congressman Jeffries calls his selection an honor. The University of Idaho remembering their 4 slain students with a candlelight prayer vigil Wednesday evening at the University Stadium.
Tell the fun stories. Remember them in the good times and do not let their lives be defined by how they died, but instead remember them for the joy they spread and the fun times they shared while they live.
Dean of Students, Dean Eccles. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A new study finds Americans' perception of the U.S. military is in decline.
This year, for the 10th annual Reagan National Defense Forum, a new national defense survey, the fifth of its kind, outlines an alarming trend, the perception that the military, as overly politicized, is contributing to a sharp decline in trust. 5 years ago, 70% said they had a great deal of trust and confidence in the military. Now, 48% agree, down 22 points since 2018. Only 13% of respondents aged 18 to 29 say they are extremely or very willing to join the military, while 26% are not willing to serve at all. The perception of Russia as an enemy reached a survey high of 82%, up from 65% last year, and more view Ukraine as an ally, 76%, up from 49% a year ago.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. A federal lawsuit accuses Yale University of discriminating against students with mental health disabilities, including pressuring some to withdraw and then placing unreasonable burdens on them for reinstatements. City of Minneapolis has settled a lawsuit filed by some of the people who demonstrated after George Floyd's death.
12 protesters will split a $600,000 settlement following their treatment by Minneapolis police during the unrest following the 2020 murder of George Floyd. The American Civil Liberties Union made that announcement Wednesday. The city also agreed to curb police responses to lawful protests, including the use of pepper spray and non-lethal projectiles. While there was some looting and fires said during the days-long 2020 demonstrations, Minneapolis forces came under criticism for their response. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The National Weather Service says it was warm temperatures in Texas and Louisiana mixing with colder air that fired off those tornadoes Tuesday night and Wednesday morning that killed 2 people in Alabama. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.